This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Good evening, everybody. This is Lock and Load, and this is the 1911 University, Episode 3. And joining me now, because he is the professor, is from Chambers Custom, Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir.
Hey, sir. How are you?
Listen, I was thinking about this, and when I'm introducing you, do you want me to find some sort of 1911 University theme music to play?
Whatever you'd like, my friend.
Well, tell me what you like. I mean,
I don't know. You sent me that clip that you downloaded. That was pretty awesome.
You liked that?
Yeah, that was
okay.
Awesome. I like that.
Let me see something right quick. Let's see. I don't know if you can hear it or not. Well, you know what? I don't have license to that anymore. I used it on the video.
Oh.
I'll have to find something else. I'll try. I've got three here I can try with you.
We'll
try that in the other segment. So we'll try that in just a little bit. But
all right.
So I have a question for you. Now I watched video on Instagram of Steve Fisher running a night fighter, and I have run your night fighter. And my question becomes, how do you take that kind of flat shooting characteristic and make that a feature on every gun and make it work on every gun? How engineered is that?
Well, it's what it really boils down to is the fundamentals of how the gun is built. Combination of the proper amount of barrel leg to slide stop contact, having a slide to frame fit that is done to the correct tolerances that doesn't allow any slop, and then the spring rates. And I think, in my opinion, spring rates and guns in general, handguns, pistols in general, are kind of misunderstood, but in the 1911 in particular, they're really misunderstood. And, you know, I spent a lot of time over the years with the bullseye community studying spring rates, watching slow motion video of these guys shooting their guns to determine what worked best. And then when we took that to the tactical side with the night fighters and the regulators and all these different things that we're doing now, we just did the same thing. I sat down and started watching video and feeling how the guns shoot and watching the ejection patterns. And I think that's one thing you'd notice I was watching the video of you shooting the night fighter. I've watched it several times to study it. And if you watch the ejection pattern of the brass, you see they're pretty much coming out and going in the exact same spot every time within an inch or two.
Right.
And that's a real telltale about whether or not you have the recoil mitigation process going on properly.
So that means you have to okay. This is going to be very unscientific because I don't know the term to use. How do you measure when you have gotten to that point? Do you work it a little bit, then put it together, take it outside and go shoot it, and then I don't like that. Let me take it back in and work it a little more. And do you ever get to a point to where you've gone further than you needed to go?
Not anymore, typically, because I have formulas written down that, for example, excuse me, on a full-size, you know, government model style gun, doesn't matter if it's a wide body or a single stack, but on a full-size gun, a 9mm, I know that, generally speaking, we're going to run a 20-pound mainspring and a 13-pound Springco USA recoil spring. And that's going to give us, if the barrel fits proper and the link is proper and the slide to fairing fit is proper, that's going to give us the best recoil mitigation. What people don't realize, and I've talked about this a lot over the past year online, is the mainspring in the gun, in my opinion, is what should be controlling the recoil more than the recoil spring. The recoil spring's primary purpose, in my opinion, is to put the gun back into battery smoothly without being too powerful so as it drops the muzzle below the line of the sights. And you see that with a lot of guns that are currently on the market. You watch people shoot them slow motion, and we talked about this a couple episodes ago, you and I, where you're shooting a gun and the muzzle dips down, and now the shooter has to overcorrect it and back up, and you just lost time.
Right.
Because, you know, your target is now above your line of sight. And so I have these formulas, you know, worked up in a 45. Everybody says, oh, you know, John Moses Browning, JMB, he used a, you know, an 18 or a 19 pound mainspring and a 16 pound recoil spring. Cool story. When John designed the gun, they were using a 200 grain lead round nose bullet. Ain't nobody in 1911, 1912, 1915 running a 230 grain Sierra hollow point.
Right.
No one, right? They didn't exist. So you fast forward 100 years, and we have new bullets, propellants, primers, the whole deal, and the dynamics of the recoil changes on the gun, so you have to change the recoil mitigation tools that you have available. So like in a 45, a government model 45, we run a 23 mainspring and an 18 and a half Springco USA recoil spring. And people ask all the time, well, why do you run Springco springs? Here's why. Because the guy that owns the company, Alan Duggar, has done the science behind the springs. And he will flat out tell you that they tested the springs, they're cryo-treated, you know, coated, all this stuff, and they're good for 30,000 cycles. Well, that's incredible, because some of the springs out there, you got to change them as often as you change the oil in your car, every 3,000 to 5,000 rounds. So we use his springs in particular, and they, because of the longevity of them, they don't take a compression like some other springs out there, and that gives you even more mitigation of the recoil. But yeah, so we worked up these, you know, principles. Now, all that being said, if you don't have a barrel fit, you're going to have more perceived recoil because the gun doesn't spend time in lockup like it should. It simply goes off and it's out of battery. Does it make sense?
It does, but that leads me to the next questions for the next segment when we come up. We don't have time to get into that right now, but this is the 1911 University, and I'm looking for a theme for it. I know there's some Chambers friends out there listening right now. While you're out there saying, I don't like these commercials, be thinking to yourself, what would be a good theme for the 1911 University, and let Joe know, and he'll let me know, and I'll incorporate it into the show. And you can be like a producer of the show that way, and maybe the commercials will be okay then. Huh? I think it's a good idea.
Yeah,
anyway,
sounds good.
We're talking to Joe Chambers. This is the 1911 University. We'll be right back. Oh, the questions I've got. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release.
or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
They are the home of the binary trigger. They are the home of reformation, and they are the home of providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think about Chambers Custom, I think gunslingers. So once again, joining me from Chambers Custom is Professor Joe Chambers.
I like that tune. That's a good tune.
Yeah, and that's unlicensed.
No kidding.
Nobody. Well, I have the license to it, so I can do whatever I like with it. That's going to be on the video too. If you guys can hear this, I get to take that out to the range Sunday. I get to be outdoors. I've already shot it indoors, which is a little bit like having a steak with a balloon on your tongue. I want to get outdoors, so I can move around a little bit. So we're going to take this. I'm going to move around a lot with it come Sunday. But here's my question. So this one that I've got here, 8,500 rounds through it, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm not trying to insult your mechanical skill or anything, but I'm just trying to figure out by what manner do you put this together to where after 8,500 rounds, this gun hasn't beat itself to death and started coming loose and started getting some of that slop. I mean, you know, the military guns that I used to use, I don't know how many rounds they had through them, but they had, I mean, they were nothing but slop. You could take and fold the top slide off of it and unfold it, fold it back over, and it'd still be in the rails. How did you do that? How did you build into this that it's just going to stay this tight and keep this tolerance and this fit to where it keeps this recoil mitigation in place?
Yeah, it's, you know, it just comes down to the numbers. And it's funny you bring that up because, you know, as you mentioned yesterday, Fisher was here at the shop hanging out with us for a while, and he had his WMG that he bought from me a year and a half ago. And it's a 9mm working man's gun. And he has 8,000 rounds through it, give or take. And so I took it all apart to do some diagnostics on it, and slide to frame fit hasn't changed a bit. It's exactly the same as it was. Barrel fit is still excellent. The bushing after 8,000 rounds has opened up a half thousandths, which for people listening that can't see in their mind's eye the tolerances that I talk about sometime, I'll give you an example. The average thickness of a human hair is 3,000. That's 0.003 of an inch. So when I talk about the bushing on Steve's gun had opened up a half a thousandths, that's 1/6 the thickness of a human hair. So after 8,000 rounds, you know, it's showing good signs that it's lasting now. That being said, Steve keeps his gun fairly clean. He doesn't keep it super wet because he carries it all the time, and he doesn't like messing up dress shirts. We had a laugh about that yesterday because both of us are like, yeah, I don't want to have grease stains all over my nice dress shirts. But he keeps it fairly clean, whereas, like we talked about last week on the Night Fighter that you have, I replaced the bushing before I sent it to you.
Right.
Because we had done a torture test with it of not cleaning it at all. Yeah, we oiled it occasionally, but we didn't clean it at all for 5,500 rounds. And the bushing opened up, you know, 5,000ths, which is a human hair and a half. So to most people, they go, well, geez, that's not very much. But when you talk about the longevity of the gun, the recoil mitigation, and the accuracy of the gun, every thousandth counts. When we fit a slide to frame, the side-to-side tolerance on a slide to frames when we fit them is 2/10 of a thousandth, which is 0.0002. Now remember, a human hair is 0.003. So you got one more zero in there. And, some people, you know, online, they go, oh, that's impossible. That's physically impossible, but it's not. We do it every day. You know, both my guys, Eric and Brandon, do it. I do it. And so when you build a gun to those kind of tolerances, it can last a lot longer because it's not beating itself up. It's not rattling. You know, those old military Colts that you were used to shooting back in the 80s and 90s, those guns, they were already loose when they were built. Because when they were built, the idea was, well, we got to make them looser so there's some room for that stuff to go. There's room for grit. There's room for mud. There's room for whatever to go so the gun will still function in a combat situation. And what we found out, you know, in the past 10, 15 years is that's simply not the case. If you build the gun to the proper tolerances where it still runs, the gun can be absolutely filthy and still run. But it also won't wear itself out because there's no room in there for the carbon that we talked about last week to get in there and act as lapping compound. There's no room for sand to get in there and act as lapping compound. So, yeah, that's – and all of that comes back around to helping with the recoil mitigation.
Okay, so – I guess that makes sense to my non. You got to remember, when it comes to building guns, I'm a really good radio host. So I'm trying to keep up with you as you start describing these things. Now,
that's why we're here, though, right?
That's right. The 1911 University. That's why we are here. I've got that now in the folder of the 1911 University where we can play it every time when you come on. Plus, I'm going to use it in the video, too.
Well, and I'll tell you this about the grit and stuff.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some videos coming out here soon. Is it all right if I mention what Matt and those guys did?
If you can do it in a minute.
Yeah. So primary and secondary did a huge video series on the Night Fighter. They were testing it with some other guns. And you're going to see in those videos that the gun is completely covered in sand from the desert. And the guns still run flawlessly.
Well, I don't doubt that, but I'm going to tell you, I'll give you my opinion of it anyway. I mean, and it's purely an opinion, but we'll talk about that when we get back. How do people find Chambers Custom and Joe Chambers?
They can go to chamberscustom.com, and on there is all the Pro Series stuff, all the testimonial stuff. There's a store link, and actually Heidi just got analytics hooked up today, so I think she's out there watching the website. You know, she's all into the analytics now, watching where people are checking us out from, and she's pretty excited about that. But, yeah, chamberscustom.com.
In addition to that, as the word spreads, I can see some more reviews coming out, some other stuff, too. But we'll be right back. This is the 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Garden Grove and Santa Ana, California are piecing together the deadly events in both cities when a man stabbed and robbed his way over a two-hour span, leaving four people dead.
We have multiple scenes going on, robberies. We have our homicide behind us. We have the female down inside the business, so our resources are getting drained pretty quickly here in Garden Grove.
Police Lieutenant Carl Whitney says two others were wounded in the attacks. A 33-year-old suspect is in custody. There's new pressure on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to allow the Senate to vote on background check bills that have already passed in the House. The calls are coming from more than 200 mayors across the country. They say two House-passed gun control bills can no longer languish in the Senate unattended. It's now up to the Senate Majority Leader to put those bills on the floor for a vote. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Here we go!
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Welcome back. This is the 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Now we're going to go find out something about the Pro Series. I'm listening to that, and I sort of like that. That's sort of cool. I like that one. Joining us again is the professor himself, Joe Chambers. So I have a question for you, sir. So I want to talk about the Pro Series just simply because of, I'm looking right now at the Night Fighter, which I have both an example of here, and I see that the example on the website also doesn't have the front sight, and it looks like it has the Holosun optic as well. When you and Mr. Pressburg got together to build this pistol, how does it work where you work in collaboration with an operator who's looking for a specific laundry list of things, of attributes, if you will, to come out of the pistol that's going to have his name on it?
Oh, well, working with Chuck has been a pleasure. I mean, he's a wonderful man, wonderful guy. He's super funny. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find a guy that's more humorous than him. And some of the things that he talks about are great. And when we met the first time, you know, he says, first and foremost, the gun has to run, period, dot, the end. And I says, well, we got that covered. And so then we went forward to, you know, what do you like in a gun? And we do this, you know, this is how I approach even the high-end customs that we build here that come from my own hands, is what do you like in a gun? And so he laid it out for me. He says, you know, it has to have front cocking serrations, period, because my people want that. Okay, I'm not a fan of them, but it's your gun. So front cocking serrations it is. You know, 9mm, full-size, bushing, full-length guide rod. And, you know, we went through the features, and there were a couple things that he wanted that I was like, man, I don't know about that. Like ambi safeties, for example. I'm not a fan of ambi safeties, but I understand that if you don't have ambi safeties, then, you know, in a tactical situation, that could be a hindrance. And, you know, also the tactical community expects that. If the gun has a safety on it, it needs to be ambi. Okay, so we put an ambi on it. So, yeah, we just basically, and I did the same thing with Jared Reston of the Reston Group, and Tatiana from Tatiana Whitlock with Whitlock Training. We just went down the list of all the features that we can do and what do you like, and put it into a gun that they looked at and went, yeah, this is me. This is where I'm at. And then what we did was we took it and I told each one of them, okay, that's really cool. Now let's scale it back just a notch because, you know, you never know. You might want to do another one down the road.
Right.
And, you know, if you do everything all at once, then you have nothing to look forward to down the road. You have nothing to improve on.
So
right. You build an exemplary gun up front that's perfect for what they're wanting. In Chuck's case, he wanted a gun that was a training machine. He's going to use this gun in classes and train with it all the time. And it has to have all those features for the perfect training / duty weapon. And so that's what we built for him.
Now, regarding this, now, according to your website, the Night Fighter is sold out. So does that mean it was a limited edition, no more, or what does that mean?
Yes. So what we did with each of these Pro Series guns is, we build a limited run, 25 guns.
Right.
There's actually a couple more than that because Chuck got one, you know, Jared will get one, I got one, each of my guys wants to build themselves one, that's cool. But available to the public, there are only 25 guns.
Right.
And part of that is because I didn't want to overtax our capabilities with how many guns we could build. I would rather build fewer guns at the highest quality than more guns at lower quality.
Right.
You know, which that's just the way I am. And also, there is some exclusivity to it. If you own a Night Fighter, if you're one of the 25 men or women that ordered a Night Fighter, or the regulators, I think there's 6 regulators left, or a Bellicus gun, which there's some of those left, you're one of 25 men or women in the world that own one of these guns. That's it. There will never be another one, and the end.
I think we should take this moment now to talk about the new series you've got coming out. We're going to start one. It's going to be my signature kind of. It's going to be the semi-pro series.
We're going to call it Fat WMG. Yeah.
We're going to call it the Keurig K-Cup, and that's because when I was in the military, we were the class of night fighters on the planet. We didn't have night vision. We just had coffee.
There you go.
And there'll be a limited run of those, but it'll be limited to however, I don't know. I've lost my train of thought on that. I thought long and hard about that, Joe. Semi-pro, I like that. I don't see a picture of the regulator on there.
No, because right now I'm in the process of finishing up the design characteristics that Jaron and I wanted. I'm waiting on a couple things to come in so that I can finish that up.
That one is sort of cloaked in secrecy?
It is, yeah. And I've gotten a lot of questions from guys, you know, what's the difference between it and the regular or it and the Night Fighter? And when people see it, they'll go, oh, now I understand.
So if I was one of your clients or I wanted to be one of your clients, I'm like, well, I can't get a Night Fighter, so I'd like to get one of those newfangled regulators. Great.
Oh, yeah.
Can I see a picture of it? No. How does that work?
Well, it's kind of funny because there's a list of guys on the Night Fighter side of things that told me flat out, you know, I'll buy one when I can see a picture. And those guys all missed out because the guns all sold out before there were pictures. And then when the pictures came out, everybody was like, oh, my gosh, I should have bought one of those. And I'm like, yeah, you should have. I tried to tell you it's going to be awesome. I mean, we don't, generally speaking, I don't come out with stuff that doesn't surprise people. I mean, that's boring. And, you know, so then we got guys on a list, and we had two people that had to cancel. One was an officer that got in an accident, and he had to cancel, and another guy had something come up, and those sold immediately to guys that were on the wait list. But, yeah, I mean, if you're on the fence, let me tell everybody publicly, if you're on the fence about a regulator or Belicus, there's pictures of Belicus out now.
Right.
If you're on the fence about a regulator, and you're like, I'm going to wait until I see it come out, I wouldn't wait too long, because yesterday morning Heidi told me there were six left. Of the regulators. I already had three contacts in the last 24 hours saying, hey, I think I'm in on one of those. So, yeah, we won't start taking the initial payments until September 1st, but I can tell you they're not going to last. And what's funny is there's a whole bunch of people that bought Night Fighters that bought regulators too.
I completely understand that. I completely understand that just from I've only shot this gun three magazines, and I completely get it. I've shot it, 54 times, although I'll bet you come Sunday I'm going to put 500 more rounds out downrange with your pistol there, sir. So it'll be over 9,000 when you get back. But
sweet.
We're coming up on the next break. Tell them again how they can find you, please, sir.
You can go to chamberscustom.com. I was also told by a text during the break that I should tell you that you can find us on Facebook at Chambers Custom and on Instagram at Chambers Custom.
All of you people that are listening, text him and tell him what you think about the theme that I picked out, or should it be something else? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Welcome back. Today is the 1911 University with, from Chambers Custom, the professor of the 1911, the 2011, the 2019, whatever he sees out there that fits that platform, he is the master of it. That is Professor Joe Chambers. So, before the professional series, what did you build? Were they pretty much, I'd be like, Joe, I want one of these, and I want the bottom to be purple, and I want the slide to, I want the pull weight to be 22.3 pounds exactly. How did you build them?
Most of the guns that I built myself were one-off customs, and still are. The guys, Brandon and Eric, they build WMGs before the Pro Series. That's what they took care of. And some of the more benign rebuilds, tune-ups. We used to do a lot of tune-ups to factory guns. You know, we have packages that we used to do for that. We don't have a lot of time for that now. But the clientele would call in and say, Joe, this is what I'm looking for. I saw you do this, or I saw that on the internet or in a magazine or whatever. And I want these features on a gun that you build for me. And so we talked through the caliber that they like best. And we've seen a shift in that over the past couple of years. A lot more guys are ordering 9mm or even 38 Supers because the recoil is so much lighter than a 45.
Right.
And so then they get in the queue, they send in their initial payment, and we buy the parts and put them in the safe, and they get in the queue and wait their turn. And I've been working really hard the last year or so to work down my personal wait list because it got longer than I wanted. And people, you know, friends, they always go, oh, man, you got job security for years. Yeah, but it's still stressful because you know that these individuals are out there, you know, your friends and clients that are waiting, and they're patient for the most part, but you know it's got to be hard to wait 5-6 years for you to finish something for them. that's a long time, you know?
Yeah.
And thankfully, we've been really blessed with, you know, the vast majority of our clientele are extremely patient people. And, you know, they understand that life happens, and I can't work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
sure,
even though I would try if I could. So, you know, we just turn them out as I can. And I love doing the one-off customs. The Pro Series guns are awesome. They're wonderful. They're super fun. But to me, I'm finishing up a 9mm today that's part of a two gun set for a gentleman. And, I love it when I bring out one of these, you know, high-end customs that somebody's been waiting years for, and everybody sees it and they're just like, whoa, that's amazing. How did you do that? I'm like, I don't know. I just came up in my head and so I did it. So yeah. And sometimes, you know, guys order a gun years in advance and, you know, then it comes time for me to build it and I call them and we talk about it and they go, well, you know, I'm thinking, could we change this or that? Yep, absolutely. You know, I mean, cause things change in 4, 5, 6 years.
Right.
And I come up with new designs, new patterns, new ways to do things. Maybe you changed your mind and you want a 9mm instead of a 45 or vice versa. And so, you know, I try to work with the clients as best as possible because most of the people that I build guns personally for are not just clients, but they're also friends. I talk to them on a semi-regular basis and, you know, we get to know each other. And that's one of the best parts of the business for me.
Do you ever sit back sometimes and think to yourself, I should build like this kind of gun and call it this, and I should build this kind of gun and call it this, and then know that you have a pattern that you don't, where you don't have to get out there and let your mind roam and come up and let the creativity go for you? Or is that the fun of it?
No, that would be stale.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I have some specific gun types that I build, like the Pinstriper, the Black Knight, the WMG that I started building myself before the guys got trained. But for the most part, I really like being able to sit down, think about the person that I'm going to build the gun for and go, yeah, I'm going to do this because it's awesome. And because I've only ever done it one time 10 years ago, or I've never done it and I'm going to try it and see how it looks. And, I don't throw stuff away. Because I practice on other pieces of metal before I make cuts into slides. I'm not that risque. But, the excitement of doing something new. And I tell people this all the time. You know, when you stop innovating, you become irrelevant. When you stop learning, you become irrelevant. You know, when you stop pressing the envelope of what are the possibilities that lie within the metal, you become irrelevant. And I don't want to be irrelevant. One of the guys on the forum years ago, he nicknamed me Joe Custom. And he says, you know, I nickname you that because, every single one of your guns is different in some way, shape or fashion. And that's custom. You don't have a style. I'm like, nah, I really don't have a style, which is my style.
That's like Bruce Lee, you know, Bruce Lee said he did the art of fighting without fighting. So.
Right. Yep.
That makes you the Bruce Lee of gunsmiths.
I don't know about that. Bruce was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just thinking about that, and I've got one of the Night Fighters right here. Yeah. Anyway, so for you as you go forward, like when I'm looking at the Bellicus, is that a single stack? Because that looks a little more traditional than, say, the Night Fighter is a 2011, yeah, or 2019. It's based off of a wide body. And you get the 2011 lower and you make it to 2019. Whereas the Bellicus,
correct,
is a little more traditional. So where?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask, where is the, after a certain point, we've only got about 2.5 minutes. After a certain point, it's going to be harder and harder to get innovative, isn't it?
You know, every time I think of that, every time I think that thought in my mind, I'll be sitting in the shop, you know, smoking on a pipe of good tobacco, listening to some music or listening to a podcast and doodling on a piece of paper. And I'll be like, oh crap, I'm going to try that on a piece of metal. And then I do, and I'll show it to Heidi or Eric, or I'll send a picture to Fisher or Brandon or, you know, one of my close friends. I'll be like, what do you think of this? And they'll give me their feedback. Sometimes it's like, dude, that's retarded looking. Don't do that. Most oftentimes I get the response of, wow, how did you think to do that? I don't know. I'm just sitting here thinking about what I can do in the metal. And the other side of it is Heidi, my wife, who, you know, runs all the business side of the shop. She's come up with a couple of ideas where she'll see a pattern cut that I do and she'll go, well, what happens if you take this and this out of it? I look at it and, well, let me try that, and I'll cut that on metal. We came up with a new pattern cut that I'm finishing up a Colt for a really cool dude in New Jersey right now. He's a cop, and he's had the gun here. It's been here for a while, a long while, and I'm finishing it up. And she brought up this pattern cut that we do, and she says, what if you delete this, this, and this? And I did it on a piece of metal. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm totally doing that on Anthony's gun. That will just blow his mind. So, you know, I mean, I don't, yeah, sometimes you go through a dry period, but then I see something, like, I'll tell you this real quickly because I know we're running out of time. The pinstriper that I'm, you know, I'm really famous for that design, the pinstriper design, and people have tried to copy and they never get it right. I came up with that. I was sitting in traffic and there was a Lincoln Blackwood pickup truck in front of me. And on the tailgate of a Lincoln Blackwood pickup truck, there's chrome stripes. And I thought, man, what if I striped the side of a 1911 slide? That would be cool.
It would be cool. And we have run out of time.
Yep, there we go. Yep.
Coolness, and we have run out of time. The 1911 University. Check Joe out at chamberscustom.com. It will return next week, where we will go on further about the 1911. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Taylor Day from AmericanThinker.com. She just recently wrote a book about rampage killings. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.